In all you're getting, get wisdom.
Wisdom is the principal thing.
Through wisdom is a house built.
And by understanding, it is established.
Join Apostle Joshua Selman of Eternity Network International as he takes you on a journey into the wisdom of God's Word. Its intimacy, its partnership, its fellowship. This is Koinonia.
Of that grace, we are partakers of that anointing, we are partakers of that wisdom, we are partakers of your victory, we are partakers of your power, and we return all the thanks. We return all the thanks. Hallelujah.
My heart will see no other name, Jesus, Jesus. My heart will sing no other name, Jesus.
Lift your hands and lift your voice and let's worship.
My heart will sing.
Yeah.
voices.
My heart will sing, yes. No other name.
That is above sickness, the name that can change the destiny of any man.
Jesus, Jesus, sing Jesus, sing Jesus, sing Jesus, Jesus, sing Jesus. Jesus, sing Jesus, 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 Jesus. My heart will sing, my heart will sing. No.
So let hope, let it rise. Darkness trembles in your holy light. I'd like you to seek faith to rise in your spirit. So let hope, let it rise.
Darkness trembles in your holy light.
Friends, arise and shine, for your light is come. Let hope rise.
Darkness trembles in your
home. Let it rise. Let it rise.
Darkness trembles in your
home. One more time.
Let hope.
Hold hands together and begin to pray in the spirit. Shavrata kabarondo sobrata kariyada baliyata bambraski baratu sibriyata. We're a strange people with a strange language, a strange lifestyle. Punished by the spirit. Pranta ka prada gana balada baska prada ka pasoto bakaria na balada ba. Go ahead, Koinonia, edify your spirit. Shena mana na mania na baska prada gana balada ba. Shene mana na mosu mania na 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 ba. Lekata prata gara mosu prato subaria. Shapra baska prada balada 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 bakaria na balada ba. Rebecca Prosco Bacaria, the Banana Bacaria, the Banana Bacoso Pretagate, Shekate Bacapras Carabanda, Pratacara Banaba, Brendo Caparia, the Barasco Pretish Canabaria, the Capras, where the prophesied generation, a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a tithe, a specimen. Revealers of his power, dispensers of his realities. Shaka parakata braskana bariyadaba. Embroma sapra bakaria tamara de balada 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 balada. Make sure you are praying. You're doing something to your spirit, man. Activating the operation of faith. 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 Participate in the prayer. Make sure you are praying. Casting crowns, lifting hands, bowing hearts is what we've got to do. Casting crowns, lifting hands, bowing hearts is what we've got to do. We will rise in your name. We will rise in your name. Adonai, you reign on high. We will rise,
oh hallelujah,
in your name. Adonai, you reign on high.
Adonai, Adonai.
Zion, the lifter of men, the one who can change the story.
You
reign on high.
You reign on high.
Adonai.
Adonai.
The lifter of men.
Adonai.
The exalter of destiny.
Adonai. You reign.
Emmanuel, 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 your name is called Emmanuel.
About my many struggles, but by your spirit and your grace, I'm confident you'll solve them. But this is why I'm here. I'm here to say I love you. I'm here just to let you know I adore you. Take it one more time as the deer pants for the water.
As the deer panted for the water.
Lion of the tribe of Judah. What a wonder you are.
I'd like you to pray and say, Lord, see what you've made out of my life. How could I be ungrateful? I want you to reflect in 1 minute. Look what he's done in and through your life. The psalmist said, if the Lord had not been by my side, now may Israel say.
But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter of my head. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter of my head.
Sing it as a revelation.
But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter of my head. For thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter of my head.
Hallelujah. Jesus, we love you. This is why we're here, to express our love. You have been good to us. We cannot deny your hand in our midst. You have been good to me. I see your goodness all around. I see your faithfulness. And Lord, together with your people, we acknowledge you. Some may trust in horses. Some may trust in chariots. Some may trust in their intelligence. Lord, but find a people tonight who trust only in the name of our God. You have wiped our tears. You have exalted us and given us a name. We return thanks. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before we continue in 1 minute, I'd like you to honestly open your mouth and tell the Lord that area of challenge in your life. That area that is making you to not praise God the way you should. Lord, I want to praise you, but this finances is eating me up. I want to praise you, but my health. Lift your voice. In 1 minute, talk to him. Be very sincere and open before your Maker. It is because we believe. That's why we are here. Jesus, hear the cry of your people. You see their pains and you see their hurts. Oh, but you, oh God, is able to wipe their tears and give them testimonies. As the glory of your presence moves all over this place. Spare not your hand, oh God, stretch it. Touch your people. Hallelujah.
Jesus, we enthrone you, and we proclaim you are
king. Participate in the worship. It's doing something to your spirit.
Standing in the midst of all,
We raise you high with our praise.
Saints of God, let's worship the mighty one.
And as we worship you, the throne, and as we worship. Jesus, and take your name.
One more time as we worship.
Hey, as we worship, would you build your throne in our lives? Build your throne.
Tell you, a lot happens in the place of worship. You are not just singing. Worship engages the law of exchange. It's like an intercourse between a man and his wife. There is a transference of virtue, right? From the man to his wife. Give her time, there will be evidence of that transference. We call it pregnancy. Then she will give birth to a child that symbolizes her union with her husband. This meeting is called Koinonia. There are many dimensions you enter into, not just by preaching. The atmosphere of his glory brings you into it. All of a sudden you walk and find out that certain things become possible. Resolutions are happening in your spirit as you are worshiping. It's not just about songs. It's not just about songs. Surrender is happening as you worship. Conviction happening. Healings, miracles, impartations. So don't you think we are wasting our time? If this is all we do today, it will never be the same. Mike said something when he came up. He said, if Buhari comes to greet you, right? If Obama comes to greet you, their presence has an implication on your destiny. Let me tell you, God does not just come, he's invoked. It's the same way you invoke the spirit of a man, and it is worship that invokes him. He chooses the dimension he wants to reveal to the people, and then he causes them to sing him in that dimension to come. Hallelujah. So please, I don't want you to be careless with this worship. It's a little moment of worship, but let me tell you, a lot can happen.
I worship you, great I am. You are mighty in this place. I worship you, King of Kings. You are strong, breast and one. I lift my hands in worship as I sing praises to your name. I lift my hands in worship as I sing praises to your name. I lift my hands in worship as I sing praises to your name. I lift my hand in worship as I sing praises to your name. Sujada nena ke Godia nena ke,
to the mighty God.
Godia
To say thank you. May we never get to any height in our life where we become ashamed and embarrassed, where we see it as a waste of time to acknowledge you. The Bible says, in all thy ways acknowledge him. It says, and he shall direct your path. Hallelujah. Please sit down if you can. Listen, don't just come to Koinonia to receive revelations. Come to learn wisdom, especially those of us in ministry. There is a force that backs your ministry when you can lead congregations to thank God. In this, listen please, let's settle down. In this time of ingratitude, always complaining. Lord, you would have done this. Thank you for the one you have done, and we pass it very fast. And then we begin to talk about the one he has not done. It pays to be thankful. And it pays to express gratitude lavishly. This is the secret, one of the biggest secrets in my life. It's one of the biggest secrets in this ministry. I can thank him and roll from end to end. When David danced before God, the daughter of Saul, who was his wife, said, no, you should know that your status has changed. And Saul, David looked at her and said, I am dancing before the God who took the kingdom from your father and gave to me. Hallelujah. When you see something happening in your life and it's not happening everywhere, thank God for it. Because that means it's not commercial. When you see results in your life, you see people's prayer point as your testimony, thank God for it. Are we together? Yes. God bless you. Good evening, everyone. Tonight, I want to, over the next few weeks, I'm going to be challenging us on our spiritual lives, our spiritual growth. We have taught on the principles of the kingdom, but I want to challenge us to make progress in our personal lives as far as the knowledge of God, not just his ways, his person. So I'll be challenging us along that thought. And I have a very strong burden and a desire in my heart tonight, and I'm trusting that God will grant grace to be able to speak to us. Let our hearts be opened. Isaiah 40, please. We'll read from verse 1 to 5. And then I'll teach on a few things and we'll pray. I trust God that I'll be very brief tonight. Is a series, so we can build from it. Let's see how we can pray. Media, please get ready. Maybe at some point you may give us worship as we pray together. Isaiah 40. Are you there? Say amen. God is doing something in your life every week as we gather. In his presence, he's changing us. His word does not change people by default. His word must be explained, must be understood, must be believed, received, and acted upon. Then there will be results. The word of God does not change you by default. Are we together? Verse 1 to 5. Comfort ye my people, saith your God. 2. Help us, media, please. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem. He says, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. Verse 3. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. We're reading to verse 5. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. Let's read verse 5 together. 1, 2, read. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord had spoken it. One more time. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to be challenging us today and the next few weeks. We're going to be discussing on several dimensions of the supernatural. It includes our understanding of the glory, our understanding of ourselves. You see, the way God designed the kingdom, the way God designed spiritual progress is such that you know yourself by studying Jesus Christ. Are we together? The only way you know yourself is by studying Jesus Christ. Are we together? In the kingdom, your relevance and your person is a derivative of all that Christ is. So he is our project of pursuit. Please listen. He is our project of study. The Bible says looking up to Jesus. The word looking up does not just mean looking, paying attention, pegging your focus on him. It's the same description that was given in Acts chapter 4 when he said, look on us. Pay attention. We're about to do something that will change your life. So he says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher. Let me start by saying something. There is a formula for growing spiritually. Please, everyone, pay attention. God is making you become something mighty. There is a formula for spiritual growth. You do not grow spiritually just by prayer, just by fasting, just by studying the Bible. There is a formula. Are we together? If you have cement, sand, and zinc, do you have a house? No. You have the materials for a house. But the construction requires that the foundation is below. Are we together? And the zinc is above. If you take the zinc and put it in the foundation, zinc is required for building, but does that make a house? So many of us combine spiritual things. We pray here, we fast here, we read our Bibles here, but what we are becoming is not Christ. It means that our combination to create the pattern that will make us like Christ is faulty. So there is prayer in our lives, I agree. Are we together? There is fasting in our lives, I agree. There is the study of the word, there's studying books, there is corporate fellowship. But to what degree? It's just like you're cooking rice. You apply many ingredients, but not at the same level and not in the same quantity. Are we together? The quantity of rice you put is not the same quantity of salt. Are we together? If you put all of them at that level, as good as they are, they will not produce that. Are we together? So the first picture is to find out what God intends for you to become. And that pattern man, according to scripture, is the Christ. Not just Jesus, the Christ. There is a big difference between Jesus and the Christ. Jesus was made the Christ, God's anointed, God's model for the believer. Are we together now? Now, please listen and pay attention as I build on these things tonight, because they are very important for our spiritual growth. According to God's design for spiritual growth, the journey of a believer, hear me, should always start with an encounter of the person Christ. Not an encounter with prosperity. Not an encounter with healing. Not an encounter with breakthrough. Are we together now? You must meet the person Christ. The encounter with the person Christ is the only legitimate way to begin to navigate the kingdom properly. If at any time you are found exploring spiritual growth outside of the encounter with the person Christ, your growth will be imbalanced and you may delve into witchcraft. Are we together? Jesus said it this way, I am the way. In other words, it is when you meet me that you can be sure that the path you are taking is correct. Are we together now? There are so many believers, listen, who want to grow spiritually. But we think the secret to spiritual growth is just rhema. Now, I've taught on different things. I've taught on principles of the kingdom. Are we together now? But let me tell you the truth. The foundation of spiritual growth is not principles. It's encounter. An encounter with a person, not his laws. A person. You can know the laws of tithing. You can know the laws of church growth. You can know all the laws that we have taught and yet not know Jesus as a person. You can know him as a religious figure that you strolled on stage here to confess him. But you must encounter the person, Jesus. Are we together now? I think I was discussing, we're discussing this morning with Ejimi, how that, and I say this with all humility, I'm so touched seeing our people, this, the way God started out with us, please listen, this is a very strong foundation. The path of spiritual progress that God started with us, and that's the path I have led and taught people for years, and all those who have followed this path have grown properly. That is your spiritual journey. Listen, when you come into Christ, your first assignment is to pursue God with a reckless abandonment, not to pursue financial principles. Are we together? Not to pursue relationship and love and marriage, husband and wife, right? Girlfriend, concubine, all these kinds of things, not to pursue them. Now, but the problem we have with the church now, and this is very serious, it's a serious issue, is that you find believers who come to Christ, the moment they get born again, they never care to find out this person called Christ, who is God's idea, God's pattern man. Are we together? What we do is we go and gather tapes, which are important, and we start indoctrinating ourselves with Greek and Hebrew words, and start building our spiritual conviction on the fact that we are privy to certain informations, and that we are able to quote scripture. And then the moment we think we are anointed, the next thing is we are thinking of starting ministry, or we are thinking of relationship. Let me tell you something, and I need you to hear this and learn, because it's important you follow. I was telling Ejimi, years ago, when you got born again in ENI here, for a long time, you had no business with men or women. You didn't even know who was male or female. Are we together? When you got born again, there was fire everywhere. Fire, there was no room to even see human beings. All you saw was fire morning till night. Are we together? Our joke was the presence of God. Our fun was the presence of God. It was never about rhema. It was never even about anointing. It was never about ministry. It was about a hungry people, desperate for a revelation and an encounter. Are we together? Yes. That was the foundation. So people's prayer life was not just to get prophecy and go and give people and build churches. Some of you were part of these things. Are we together? But right now, there is a lot of catastrophe happening in our spiritual growth. The average person gets born again, and in 4 months, he has a son. He has a daughter. Are we together now? Moving around, calling everybody my son, my daughter. I am pastor this. I am prophet this. I am apostle this. They now look for one church somewhere and start yoking themselves to rent, to start organizing evening service, church service, double service, morning and afternoon service, and all kinds of things. I am telling you this, if you follow that pathway, you will never find God. There is a formula to finding God. Are we together? That's why you find out that everyone, by the grace of God that we raised, regardless of what they are doing, that there is a level of backsliding you can't get to because of how you were trained. No matter how backward you are, there is a level to which your conscience will not leave you. The level of godliness we enforced was at a high standard. Even those we call backsliders are qualified to be pastors in many churches. Are we together? Yeah. But right now, there are people who have no business looking for husband and wife. That's their object of pursuit. Take what I'm saying very seriously. There are some of us here, let me tell you, at your level of spiritual growth, you shouldn't be looking at any woman whatsoever, under no circumstance. Same thing for ladies. Because you see, people got into relationships and married. It was God himself that had to turn the faces of people and say, look, you have tried, you have labored in my vineyard. I think it's time to get married. But right now, people come to church from day one. As they are sharing the grace, you are pursuing somebody you don't know anything about. How can we see now? We are, I'm a member of Koinonia. That spirit will rob you of passion because your motif is not genuine. Are we together? So the object, they were people who never had revelation, but they had presence. You come close to them, you know they know God. They may not be able to explain everything yet. They don't understand the principle. We worked in many results way before we understood the dynamics. Our hunger took us to that level. It was later on God started saying, this is what you are doing. And we said, so this is it. Because you see, when you love God, you are not looking for what to get from Him. You want to walk with Him. Is God helping us? So I think that's the number one thing we have to correct. I can tell you over 70% of our prayer requests here is tied to things we want, not the pursuit of God. Counseling that time was not, this guy doesn't love me. There is Emeka, there is Gideon, there is Gabriel. Which one is the will of God? It was never, almost never part of counseling. Counseling was, I had an encounter yesterday. I need you to explain to me. Are we together? I searched a scripture, and while I was studying, the glory of God came upon me. Sir, what is the meaning of that? We look forward to night times because night times were officially the times of Holy Ghost baptism. So everybody will get people filled with the Holy Spirit and we'll discuss it. But right now, you see a lot of people supposedly with a love for God. Listen to me very carefully. But that hunger, that appetite for spiritual things, is even those who we call men of God are looking for revelation, because it looks like in our generation of the is revelation that will give you a seat. Let me tell you, there is a dimension revelation stops. It will take presence, brothers and sisters. So we do not know the God we claim to represent. We even fast and pray, but our motives are corrupt. We are fasting because you are saying, Kai, I've been intimidated. I saw a Jimmy giving a word of knowledge. Abba, if it's the kingdom, it's also for me. And then we go to fast. Are we together now? And there is pride and arrogance. People don't sit down to listen and learn the word again. Everybody is a man of God. Are we together? Everybody is a man of God. We are only colleagues trying to grow together. That dangerous and devilish spirit, we must cast it out of the church in this city, around and as far as God's grace can take, and we cast it in the name of Jesus. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? The foundation of your spiritual pursuit cannot be things. I see how many of us are obsessed with money. We want to do well. Every time you look at people, you see a Jimmy's tie, and you are wondering, how many thousand is this tie? When we were together, that time, nobody cared who your father was. We sat on the floor. It wasn't even in a carpet. On the floor. How you will know people were madly in love with God was, we had some of our ladies that we would call Ajebo ladies. You see those ladies rolling in the sand under the anointing with their hair and all their guy, and they love God in the rain. You heard David sharing his testimony that sometimes in the rain, it was not about noticing me, but now you see Christians. We say pray in tongues, you pray for 5 minutes, you're cleaning your mouth, whether there's saliva. Honestly, in my opinion, you are not going far. I can guarantee you. Is God helping us? This is a series to challenge us. God desires men and women who have paid the price to be His image carriers, reflectors of His person. But there is a key. It does not start with looking for Rema. It starts with a hunger for a person. I hunger and thirst for you. A dry and weary land, for all I want is you. When I started out in ministry, I didn't know they used to give honorarium. Listen, I never knew they used to give honorarium. Years ago, I was invited to a church not too far from Filin Seidu here. We were living in front there. It was raining heavily, and I knew God's people needed to listen. I was so passionate. I prayed, I fasted, I prepared, and the rain was heavy. And you know the way that place is, there was a pool of water. And I said, no, nothing will stop me from blessing people. It's a privilege to bless God's people. A derivative of my love for God, not pursuit of ministry. I came out in the rain. I was praying in tongues with joy and with my Bible. It was Steve Strings who saw me around the church. He came out with an umbrella to stop me. I was quite humiliated in that service, but I didn't care. It was a privilege. Are we together? We inconvenienced ourselves with joy. I remember one time when we were preparing for crusade, we needed a lot of money, our hunger for God. Ejimi then, he was the only one among us who had a computer, right? And he put it up for sale. Put it up for sale. Passion and hunger. But today, we see the results of people. We do not want their hunger, but we want their results. How foolish. Are we together? There are many ladies who come to church now, and you may see people like Shade, all these ladies that have been with us. You just think, oh, they just love God. These ladies were trained like men. We didn't train anybody. It was not gender. If we prayed for 5 hours, whoever was there, child, boy, girl, will participate. That was how people were built. Is God speaking to us? Let me tell you why many of us have not been able to experience the glory of God in our lives. It's not just about getting rhema, packaging 10,000, kneeling down to receive a quick impartation. You now run and go and tell your members, I just came from Zaria. You can't imagine what I'm carrying. No. A hunger. Everybody say hunger. Shout it, hunger. A hunger for God that drives you to his presence. Our fasting was not for things. I'm telling you, it was truly to know him. Then we had our spot. When it was daytime, everybody had his corner. Those to the dam, those on top of buildings. Are we together? I was telling Ejimi, one of our tiny ladies, she was very, very small. Very small. You see her around 2 o'clock with her rechargeable. Don Mwen song. She put on her socks. Very tiny. It's as if the rechargeable was a bag of rice. That's how she would hold it. And that lady will come out around 4. And don't forget that there was lecture in the morning. But people traveled. It was a sacrifice and a passionate love for God. But you get born again and you say, Lord, I'm born again. Where is the man? Man, man, man. You hear discussions of believers, love, relationship, marriage, children. As if God is irresponsible. Sisters, hear me, I'm challenging you. I'm telling you the quickest way to get a husband. Forget about it and pursue God. Let every man come and meet you ardently in love with God. Let God be the one to give you to a man. You keep giving yourself and you see what happens. You let him give you. And for our brothers, listen, I've challenged us on establishment. I've challenged us in many things, but let me tell you, there is no establishment outside of an encounter with God. Because demons are real. You can build the house, you can buy the car, but you need an encounter. Are we together? Everybody shout, I need an encounter. This is the foundation. People had dreams. I don't mean dreams of I'm a champion. Dreams of I am pressing into God. You would see people who would get born again. The lifespan of catching fire was 1 week. After 7 days, I'll never forget. You remember Jimmy, one gentleman who used to sleep on the bridge. Remember that man? That man got born again, filled with the Holy Spirit. He was addicted. He would sit down inside chapel from morning till night. He was sleeping under the bridge in flyover. That's the kind of fire. If you were born again, your born again had to be genuine. There was a strict system you passed through. From being born again straight, there was a brief session and then filled with the Holy Ghost. You will pray, we will hear. If we don't verify, we'll do it again. You had had to be praying in foreign tongues, and there was a system that engaged your spirit. Everybody around you was too serious for carnality to find expression. You talked about women, you'll be alone, because everybody was searching the Bible. Our discussions, was it Hades or Gehenna? That was our discussion. But you hear people who just got born again. I'm challenging us. This is the reason why several people may not find God. Ministry. Ask Ejimi how many people spoke to me about churches and branches. You remember, sir? Oh, man of God, PFN were willing to give us an auditorium, train pastors just to come and start a church. And I went back and God said, no, you will die. We were so obsessed with seasons. We denied ourselves certain doors, even though they were open, to wait for seasons. But right now, everybody wants glorification, wants lifting. A lady of 25 under pressure. Time is passing. 25. A brother of 27. In 4 months, you have asked 20 ladies out. What is wrong with you? Are we together? Look at pastors. Pastors don't press into God. You never see them having retreat. They are watching football. They are traveling. They are doing ministry. What ministry do you have outside of his presence? Are we together? Daytime was for study. Nighttime was for ministry. That's what we did. I know how people ran away if they even called you pastor. Pastor this. We ran away from it. But some of us quarrel everybody. You are calling me what? What did I hear you call me? John, me? The day you try that thing again, I will curse you. God truly found our hearts. We loved him with everything. Are we together? That time, the cooler ministry was not for relationship. The cooler ministry was to propagate encounters. Because we're tired laboring there. Sometimes they will lock and our sisters will carry cooler. It was not that they were looking for husband. It was their contribution. The ministry of Dorcas. Genuinely for fire. Please, Koinonia, hear me. I'm telling you the truth from the depth of my heart. When you find God, you find wealth. When you find God, you find relevance. When you find God, you find everything. Are we together? Yes. My first challenge for us as we attempt to build this series is return to the place where you seek God. Write this down. What is an encounter? An encounter is not necessarily a vision. An encounter is not necessarily a supernatural transportation to the realm of heaven. That's not what I'm talking about necessarily. An encounter, listen, is an experience you have with God that furnishes the reality of his person. The reality. An encounter is God making himself real to you. Revealing his presence to you. Whether in the secret place, whether as you labor in the study of the word. Are we together? People who were non-Christians, when they got born again in 2 weeks, because of the atmosphere of encounter, their lives changed. That's where people like Maman came. And you see what God is doing with him. Today he has become a great and mighty man of God. Encounters. Are we together? Pregnant women had testimonies that while teaching was going on, their children would just keep quiet. No movement, no pushing until it was time for prayers. Let me tell us the truth. There is too much distraction. This is what stops the voice of God. This is what stops a lot of things. We are distracted. I'm not necessarily talking, when I talk of distraction, I'm not necessarily talking of maybe immorality like drunkenness necessarily. We are distracted looking for things around God and not Himself. We're studying the seven rivers of power. Why not study Him as a person? We pride ourselves at these things. So you find out that people mock themselves with messages. We come and preach messages we do not have the experience to defend. Is God speaking to us? Please, if you're a pastor here or you're in ministry, listen to me. Return to the place of encounter. That's your greatest publicity.
Lead me, Lord, I will follow. Lead me, Lord, I will go. You have called me, and I will answer. Lead me, Lord, I will. Lead me, Lord, I will follow. Lead me, Lord, I will go. You have called me, and I will answer.
Desires to reveal His glory. God desires, listen, He did not just save us to take us to heaven. Please, I'd like you to pay attention to what I'm sharing with you. God did not save us just so we can become Christians. His intention was to make us revelations of His glory. Write that word glory down. The word glory is from the Hebrew word kabod. The Greek is doxa. And the expression of the word glory is the essence of a man. Whatever makes that man who he is, his wealth, his wisdom, his intelligence, is called his glory. So God's desire, the eternal counsel of God, is that Christ becomes a reflection of the glory of the Father. The church, the ecclesia, in partnership with the Holy Spirit, now becomes the revelation of the glory of the Christ. Christ has reflected the glory of the Father in His death, burial, and resurrection, His exaltation. What is left right now is for the church to align so much with the Spirit that we become perfect reflectors of the glory of Christ. Another word for glory is the possibilities of a man. A man's glory is the extent of his possibilities. So God wants us to reveal the multifaceted dimensions of His possibilities. Glory can never be appreciated until it is revealed. Until it is revealed. Until it is made manifest. The Word became flesh. Right? The Word locked up in the realm of the Spirit became flesh and dwelt among men. He says, and we beheld His glory. God desires for His glory to be seen. He desires for His multifaceted dimension to find expression in every territory. But that dimension, the conduits, the custodians of the glory of God are not things, not handkerchiefs, not Goya oils, human beings. Are we together? God's predeterminate counsel is for every one of us under the sound of my voice to become perfect reflectors, manifestors of a divine life, a divine reality that transcends this realm. The glory of God is a revelation of everything that makes God God. So when miracles happen, that's the glory of God finding expression. Are we together? Yeah. When signs and wonders happen, and some in Isaiah 40, the Bible says that God desires, we were made for His glory, that all flesh will see it. But there is a pathway that brings the sons of light to glory. This is what I am teaching us. I really desire that our lives become limitless conduits, communicators of all the dimensions that can be in Christ. So when men look at you, you are half man and half something else, because you are a communicator of a reality that is beyond this realm. Your life is supernatural in every way, because you are functioning from a realm, a possibility, and a reality. You are reflecting a man who is not limited, only limited by our disalignment. Is God speaking to us? John chapter 2, the wedding in Cana. Let's look at verse 11. The Bible stated something very important there. Is God blessing us already? Tonight's teaching is going to challenge us. John 2, let's just look at verse 11. Everyone please read. One, two, read. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and did what? Stop. Hold on. It says Jesus used miracles as a conduit to manifest his glory. When he performed these miracles, it was the turning of water to wine. Are we together now? The Bible says in doing that, because he aligned to the Father so much, to an extent that the Father could find expression through him to do an impossible thing, he said he manifested forth his glory. As a result, his disciples believed him. Let me translate this to you. As a result, the convictions of men over God became stronger. You know why our convictions are very small? There are very few dispensers of the glory of God. Are we together? There are very few people who are truly prototypes of the possibilities that can be in God. You see the wisdom of men like ordinary people, their intelligence like ordinary people. What everybody is crying about is what you cry about. There is nothing supernatural about your life. You are not a dispenser of the glory. Your words are empty as any philosopher's words. No backing, no authority, no power, no government, no throne. Nothing backs you. This beginning of miracles, he said, did Jesus, just verse 11. And he said, he manifested his glory. And as a result, the disciples believed. They believed. The essence of the faith life is not just to go to heaven. The essence of the faith life is not just to capture us from sin to become heaven bound. God's ultimate desire that will never change is that he will find a people who can be an expression of all that Christ is. It is God's desire that his multifaceted possibilities, all the dimensions that make him God, he wants it to find expression here. His healing, his wealth, his miracles, the possibilities, everything. So Christ is our model. The same way Christ aligned to reflect the glory of the Father, right? In John 17, don't turn there, we'll turn there later on. Jesus was speaking and he said, Father, he said, now glorify thy Son, to the end that thy Son will glorify you by reflecting your glory. In theology, we call it the reflection principle, where you reflect the glory of your superior, and the one below you is the one who reflects your glory. You never reflect your glory. You reflect the glory of the one you submit to. So Jesus reflects the glory of the Father. The church reflects the glory of the Son. The systems reflect the glory of the church. This is the eternal counsel of God. But there is something wrong, because our understanding does not permit God to go with us to that extent where he can reflect his glory through us. So there is little of healing, little of prosperity, little of alignment, little of results from prayer, little. In a congregation of 5,000 people, you have two testimonies. It's a shame to the revelation of the glory of God. I know we clap about it and we thank God, but honestly, it is a shame. Are we together? Yeah. God's glory cries for expression. He wants everything that he is to find expression through our lives. But the question is, are you willing to let your life become a conduit of that glory? Look at Jesus. Look at Jesus. When there was a storm, everybody waited for the arrival of Jesus, because his arrival was a revelation of the kingdom. The kingdom had come. Right? When he stepped into a house, they knew there was a miracle. What do we expect when you show up? Trouble? Blessings? If I shake your hand, Pastor Femi, come please. If Pastor Femi shakes my hand, should something not change in my life? But does it happen? You see the reason why they don't value your shake? Because it never produced any result. The last time you prayed for somebody, they begged you and said, pray for me. You prayed and nothing happened. You met them after a long time. You said, any result? You say, absolutely nothing. I don't know what you did to me, but from that prayer, my life just nosedive. There is no manifestation of the glory. There is an extent of glory by the grace of God that we have been able to manifest. And this is what is responsible for everyone coming to sit down. You are coming to behold a dimension of the glory. Are we together? When there are healings, there are miracles, when the word of God comes and its power to transform, it is a revelation of glory. When a barren woman all of a sudden gets healed, is a revelation of a dimension of God. When you master the laws of kingdom wealth, and in an economy that is nosediving, your life is rising up like the ark of Noah, something is different about your life. That's the revelation of the glory of God. The idea is not just heaven. The idea is a flawless life based on our alignment to the Christ. Is God speaking to us? Jesus is the revelation of the Father's glory. And the church was designed to be the revelation of the glory of the Christ here on earth. The ecclesia, the church, the Catholic church, the universal church. We were designed by God to be the reflectors. In other words, anytime people need to see Jesus, they should look for a Christian. Did you know that our presence should stop the frustration in the earth? Because we are the representatives of the government of Christ. So in every territory, when there is any challenge, when somebody sees a Jimmy, they say, thank God. What dimension of the glory of God has been committed to him? They are sure that that dimension will be dispensed and there will be solutions. But we are largely part of the problem in the earth. And this is why our voices are not heard as the church of God. We are part of the many world's religions. Nothing supernatural about our lives. They shake you. Somebody sleeps on the same bed with you. Demons oppress him the way they have been oppressing him from his room before he came. There is no presence of the divine life. There is no presence of an atmosphere. Oh, come on. No, it should never happen that way. The Bible says there is this treasure. Where? Not in heaven. In earthen vessels. There is this treasure in earthen vessels. Carriers of the divine life. Communicating something very deep and very spiritual. That is who you are. If you think you are just a Christian who is should just be planted, you know, to a church, taking communion on Sunday, praying during prayer meetings, you will short circuit your understanding and the revelation of Christ in you. Everyone say, in the name of Jesus. Say, in the name of Jesus. My life must reflect the glory, the power, the wisdom, the life, the possibilities of Christ Jesus. Yes. When people are stranded the moment you show up, you bring a reality. Your speakings, right? It says, my heart is inditing a good matter. Yea, I speak of excellent things. It says, my tongue is the pen of a ready writer. So that when you come up and you begin to speak, I never expect to speak and you say, wow, that was an interesting contribution. No, because I'm speaking by the Spirit. Are we together?
Yes.
This is the foundation of true spiritual growth. The rewards of an encounter with Christ. The glory of God finds greater space in and through your life. You become a blessing. Everybody wants to be around you because that's what happened to Jesus Christ. They don't have to know you. Let me tell you one way you know the glory of God is on you. You become what the Bible calls delightsome. Have you heard that word, delightsome? Delightsome does not mean beautiful and men are following you for marriage. Or you have money in your pocket and ladies want you to marry them into a life of peace. That's not what I'm talking about. That there is something on your life. It's magnetic. People come to sit down close to you and say, I don't know why. I've never shared this with anybody, but there is a challenge in my life. There is the glory of God, doxa, a revelation of his person in you. This series is meant to not just challenge you, but also activate something in your life. Are we together? Say, I'm a dispenser of the glory of God. Say one more time, I'm a dispenser of the glory of God. John 11 verse 40. Jesus said something remarkable. That was the story of the resurrection of Lazarus from the dead. John 11, let's look at verse 40. Please read it together. Everyone is projected for time's sake. One, two, read. Jesus said unto her, saith I not unto thee, that if thou would believe, thou should what? If thou will believe. The key to experiencing the glory of God in your life is your conviction. Do you believe? Do you believe that you can see? Jesus said it himself. He said, if you can believe, nothing will stop you from seeing my glory. You can see my glory in prayer. You can see my glory in signs and wonders if you believe. The word believe is a very interesting word because it's not just the word agree. It's the word conviction. It's not just an awareness like I agree with you, but I am persuaded about this reality. Pastor Femi is the pastor of Rema. I am persuaded. I'm not trying to agree. I know it is true. And nobody can convince me otherwise. That's what it means to believe. Faith now becomes the action you take based on that conviction. Are we together? Jesus himself said, if you believe, you will see the glory of God. So if I believe, my body can become a superconductor of the anointing and the presence of God. And the same way, brothers and sisters, if I have tuberculosis and I come close to a Jimmy, what will happen to him? Please answer me. What will happen to him? We call them communicable diseases, right? Because they can be transferred. It's not whether he agrees with me or not. I am a carrier of that disease. He just needs to come to the atmosphere and he's implicated. He gets tuberculosis. Are we together? That means I can carry divine health and come close to him. I've not prayed for him and make it communicable. I can carry divine wisdom. Are we together? And you come and greet me. We talk for 5 minutes. You live with a level of intelligence you cannot account for. I'm not just talking of praying for people. I'm talking of them being implicated by the atmosphere you have created. Your alignment has created an atmosphere that does not leave people the same. So someone does not even know he's sick. It is your atmosphere that shows him he's sick. When he comes, he leaves and says, my goodness. So this thing I've been carrying is pain. I thought everybody has it. Hi. Are we together? Years ago, one gentleman was helping me wash my clothes. He was so happy. He just soaked the cloth. As soon as he soaked the cloth, we lift it up. That's how the power of God just carried him. That was the end of that washing for a very long time. The Bible says handkerchiefs. Right? You believe that? Acts 19. Handkerchiefs and aprons were taken from the body of Peter. Handkerchiefs and aprons. It's not this thing we do in church where we just call people out and wave handkerchief. Solve problems. Solve real life problems. If you can wave it like that, then speak over the person's financial crisis. Bring it to an end. That's authority. That's a sign that there is a government that backs you. So someone comes and tells you, 11 years we've been barren. You say, it doesn't matter. They say, why? Because triplets are coming. Are you getting the point? Oh, you can be that confident. That's how to become a blessing to people. And so they say, please, how can we locate mama? Because they know that their own is just to find where you are. When they find you, even if you are passing. When Prophet Samuel met Saul, he said, come inside and I will show you everything in your heart. That's a dispenser of a reality. When people are sick and they see you, do they get excited? Or do they just thank you for visiting and grieving with them? Are we together? Listen, we must rise from the realm of counseling to miracles, to results. Don't just counsel people. It's all right. We live in a generation where who doesn't know times are hard? To a point where when people see you, they said, you prayed for me, Jimmy. I don't know what you said. But from Monday till Sunday, I was receiving testimonies of financial breakthrough. As it was happening to me, it was happening to my mother. Please, I've come again. Men are implicated because of the atmosphere you carry. Please hear me. I'm not motivating you. These are realities that God wants you to walk in. This is how you become the light of the world. It's not just by talking and saying I'm a Christian. You know why our worth in Christ is very small as far as people interpret it? Because we pray so much, but our result is very little. Hallelujah. That's why we share testimonies. These testimonies are a revelation of what the glory of God has done in the lives of people. There are certain possibilities that He's granted us access to, and they have produced results in the lives of people. So you see, incurable disease is going by another possibility. Say after me, all things are possible. Say it, all things are possible, but not for everyone. Yes, you must agree with this. All things are not possible for everyone. Your possibility is a measure of the glory of God that can find expression in you. Are we together? That is why encounter is so important, because encounter is the spiritual activity that truly builds faith in you. Listen, faith comes by hearing. Do you hear what you read? Answer me, please. Do you hear what you read? When I read the Bible, do I hear anything? That means beyond this reading, there is a reality that should find expression in my spirit. Maman, come and collect phone. Did you hear me? So it's not that you were rebellious. If I'm talking and you didn't hear me, will you just stand up and come? So many people say, I don't know if I heard God or not. You didn't hear. Are we together? Because His voice is louder than the voice of every devil. And you can come and collect it. Maman, give me this phone. You had it. This happens in the place of encounter. You don't roam around this noisy valley of this world and expect to hear God with clarity. Your landlord is making noise. Your village is making noise. Wickedness making noise. Carnality is making noise. You won't hear Him that way, brothers and sisters. Are we together? I really am challenging us. Another thing that I think is responsible for people not paying attention to God is, we have this idea that paying attention to God is a waste of time in terms of achieving our destiny. I don't know who deceived us with that understanding. That, please come. Two of us start out on a spiritual journey. Look at me, everyone. Two of us start out on a spiritual journey. Are we together? And then this guy keeps moving. Just move slowly. Right? And then I feel I am behind. Because that guy wants to start a church. He wants to marry. He wants to move forward. He wants to do this. And you are here with God. We call this delay. We call this waste of time. And sometimes you say, God, honestly, this you're always talking to me. I don't want you to waste my time. Let me tell you the thing with God. When he's done with you, you will not walk. That's the thing. No. The Bible says immediately Jesus entered the boat. They were at the other side. No process. Immediately. As soon as he entered the boat, they appeared there. That's the God of all flesh. So there are people who started their journey. They didn't wait to find out from God what are the rules of the engagement. They just got up. I must make it. My share in this life. What is my own is my own. And all these foolish things we keep talking. And they have marked time somewhere in life with six children now. Whereas somebody who they were looking at as wasting time now is walking on the wings of the Spirit. Moving as if Satan does not exist because he stayed to master the art of war before he started moving. It pays to stay with God. The fastest way to make impact is to stay with God. Not to look for endorsement. Not to print invitation card and say, Jimmy, invite me. I'm a very intelligent entrepreneur. Invite me. Koinonia, give me the mic. Let me lead praise and worship once. And even you will know that, Kai, God has children. No. We will never give you mic in Jesus' name. Because it means you are deficient in training. Listen, never be ashamed if others go and leave you. You are actually running. You don't know. Elijah told Ahab, saddle your ass and go. I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. And then instead of him to run too, he waited. And the Bible says the hand of the Lord came upon him. He gathered his loins and he ran on barefoot and overtook the chariots of Ahab down to Jezreel. Do you want to stay with God and let him file you and you get up and move in power? Or do you want to join this rat race people are doing in life? They take two steps and mark time there. So there is a pile of people who started their journey but cannot move because they do not understand the art of the war. I make up my mind to wait. I make up my mind to wait. Are we together? So that by the time I start moving, I will move at a speed and at a pace that will grant me capacity to do much for the kingdom. Moses was about to move, but he said, Lord, do not send me. I know that the people need to get to the promised land, but I'm also aware that there are all kinds of obstacles. Lord, don't send me. I have questions to ask you. I like Moses. Moses asked God questions. The same thing Gideon did. Gideon said, you are sending me to go and defeat the Midianites. Oh Lord, you are king, but I'm a man. Let me ask you intelligent questions. Prove to me, oh, look, stay in the secret place and ask God every question. What happens when my finances dry up as a man of God? God, give me the secret now. Not when it happens there. What happens when somebody is about to crash under the hands of the enemy? I cannot see it. And he shows you the mystery. When you take them like keys, you can tell the gate of destiny be opened. And the moment you start moving, you move like a general in the kingdom. When others stand, there is a strategy that you can find expression.
We will wait upon the Lord. For in his presence, there's fullness of joy. And our strength shall be restored. As we wait upon the Lord.
Hallelujah. Listen, I'll share with you just one key tonight. The key I want to share with you, I'll share with you many other keys. When you want to grow spiritually and become a reflector, the first key is death. John 12. John 12. Let's read 23 and 24. John 12. God is raising mighty and powerful people in this place. John 12. Now watch this. There is a relationship between death and glory. Please look at me. Never forget what I told you. There is a relationship in the realm of the spirit, in the realm of power, in the realm of impact, in the realm where men do business with God. There is a relationship between death and glory. Years ago, a lady met me and shared with me a dream. And that dream was going to launch her into a season of dealings with God. And I knew it was not going to be an easy time for her. But I spoke with her, I told her, grace for you. And the next 2 years or so of that lady's life would be times of intense pruning and testing and maturing. But after that time, God brought a vessel that was worthy of honor. The Bible says, Jesus, not an angel, answered them saying, the hour is come that the Son of Man should be what? So we're talking about glorification. The time has come for you people to know how powerful my Father is. The time has come for all of you to see the multifaceted dimensions of the might of Yahweh. You've heard about him. Your fathers told you. You are about to see it now. Next verse. But for this to happen, he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, this is the mystery that will make me glorify. Except a corn of wheat falls to the ground and faints and goes through coma and dies. He said, it abides alone, unprofitable. He says, but if it dies, it bringeth forth what? How do you produce much fruit in the kingdom? By your death. Let me tell you, only dead men carry the glory. Only dead men carry the glory. What that means is you must come to a point where you die to your ambitions. You die to your aspirations. You die to your formulas. You die to the conditions you give God. Lord, I give you 2 weeks. If you don't bless me, you are not King of Kings. 2 weeks will pass, you will not be blessed. You will say, okay, God, I give you 1 month. I've extended it for you. As if you are giving God grace. And at the end of it, you say, Lord, you know what? Even if it's in 10 years, you don't bless me. I love you. You have died. You have died to those conditions you give God. Lord, I'm sweeping your church. You better be looking at me. Wipe my tears as I'm wiping the tears in your own house too. That is true. But if that is the reason why you are sweeping the church, you are wasting your time. Are we together? Death means losing. Nothing around your life controls your passion for God. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Not money, not lack of it. Not fame, not lack of it. Not ministry, not lack of it. You come to a point in your life where he is all in all. That's death. It doesn't mean physical death. But let me tell you, it can be painful. Because the process in the spirit with which a man relinquishes his will is very hard. No man gives it to God just like that. You can only give God permission to take it. For you are God alone, from before time began. You are on your throne. You are God alone. And right now, through the good times and bad, you are on your throne. You are God alone. Let me tell you something. There are many ways to know a spiritual man. Prayer and tongues and rhema are the foundational ways to know a man of God or a man of the spirit. The chiefest way to know a man of the spirit is through his scars. The testament of his sacrifice. The testament of his handing over the management of his life to God. how he trusted God for certain things and they did not happen, and he still said, Lord, you are glorified. That's spirituality, not preaching. Are we together? You frustrate Satan. You've heard me say this. There is no way I know in terms of its highest level of impact to frustrate Satan than to give God glory in the midst of your pain. Lord, you seem so far away, a million miles on what it seems today. And though I haven't lost my faith, I must confess right now that it's hard for me to pray. That's somebody's condition in this place listening to me. But I don't know what to say. I don't know where to start. But as you give the grace, with all that's in my heart, I will sing and I will praise. Even in my darkest hour, through the sorrow and the pain, I will sing. Sing it from your heart.
I will praise.
Regardless of what is around me,
I lift my hands to honor you.
One more time, help me, I will sing.
I will sing.
That's how spiritual men are made. They defy circumstances. Their love for God is not tied to anything.
Through the sorrow and the pain, I will sing.
And I will pray.
I will pray.
I may cry, but I will still pray.
I lift my hands to honor you, because your word is true. I will sing.
Hear me. You don't become a spiritual man when mic is given to you. You become a spiritual man when you can look at someone you trusted God for their healing and they died, and you say, Lord, I'm standing in front of this grave and you are still God. You challenge Satan. Are we together? You expected 5 points. You went to the board and you saw 4 carryovers. And you know you must try an extra session. And you say, Lord, I won't pretend. I know I prayed. But Lord, I want you to know that you have won my heart. I'm too addicted. This is too small a reason to come in between me and you. And you are promoted in the spirit, because that is your death. God is saying, who is this that is calling on me? He said, gather unto me my saints. Psalm 50 verse 5. They that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Let me show you how God brought us to where we are. It was never a thing of hoping for results. There was no other plan B. I never had plan B with God. If it doesn't go well with him, let me just die there. I like Esther. She said, if I perish... Let me tell you, many of us have plan B. There's one leg in God, but you are hooking the other leg in case God disappoints you. If you do not bless me, let the world laugh at me. If koinonia does not grow, let us remain a subject of mockery. But it will never, never, ever. See, change this, your anger and annoyance over God. Lord, I trust you. I've been serving in your house. Spiritual men never get angry with God. There are men who have died. When you come to a dead man, watch this. When you are removing the trouser of a dead man, will he get up and say, stop? When you are removing the money in his pocket, no. That's how to die. If God says, son, I need your phone, you hand it over and say, where is it? All things, a man can have nothing except it is given to him. All this, our greedy lifestyle, is a sign that we are alive in ourselves. That's why we never see the attention of God. Listen, whether God keeps his anointing in heaven or in you, he's comfortable, because it's still the same thing to him. You are that yielded. It's like 2 stores of a man. You know how people do business? They can tell you, I have a branch in Kaduna, I have a branch in Lagos. Any one of them will give you the same result. Can God say, I have this grace in heaven, but I still have one on the earth? Go and meet that person. You will get the same result as though you were praying to me, because he is that aligned. Death. one of the most painful but most powerful keys of carrying the glory. You can jack yourself and claim, I have the glory. You will waste your time until a corn of wheat falls down and dies. Brothers and sisters, hear me. I tell you the truth and I lie not. There is nothing God makes a demand of in my life that I cannot give him. Ask him. You don't want to know the things God has demanded in my life. Anything you cannot give God is the reason why you will not host his glory at that level. If God tells me, give me koinonia, I will pack it up like a cloth, put it in a nylon bag and hand it over to God. Immediately, not after a meeting, immediately. If he tells me this is the last time you should be preaching, all the ministrations will be canceled with an apology. You know why many of us die? We are the ones responsible for everything in our lives. So we die. He says, come unto me, all ye that are what? Weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Everybody say death. Say it. There are many people's training in the body of Christ. We don't teach people the mystery of death. And then they expect glory. The Bible talks of the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. Are we together? Yes. Romans chapter 8, please. From verse 18 and 19. For I reckon that the what? The constraints, that's what we call it. Let me be a sacrifice. What's the other part of that song? Just that part.
My life to worship you.
Just sing that part for me. That's the song in my spirit. That's this scripture here.
Let this be a sacrifice. Let me dedicate my life to worship.
Where you become a living sacrifice. It says, listen, hold on. For I reckon, I come to terms. There is no other way. You can choose your way. The prison is full of people who chose their own methods to life. Are we together? They chose to jump fence. They chose to point guns at people. That was their way. The Bible said there is a way that seemeth right. There is a way. It may be popular, but it's wrong. Let me tell you, the way of the throne is the cross. You will never get to the throne until you go through the cross. I know this is not an attractive message. Don't allow people fool you. The cross is the way to the throne. There is something that happens to you at the cross that qualifies you for the throne. The way to the throne is when you face Goliath. He does something to you. Whenever you pray for a throne, Goliath is coming. Until you qualify, you will not sit on that throne. I speak to you a mystery that makes men carriers of power. When you speak, it's as if heaven owes you a debt they must pay. Not everyone. Listen, the centurion said, for I am a man under authority. He said, I say unto one, go. I say unto one, come. Death. Not rhema. Not Greek word. Not logos. Not kairos. Not chronos. None of those things will replace true fire. The secret place where there is a testimony of death. Galatians 2:20, please. He said, for I am crucified with Christ. That's the realm. You have died to your ambitions. You have died to your aspirations. Whether you call me Pastor Josh, Prophet Josh, Apostle Josh, whatever. No longer do you have that appetite to do anything that is outside of God. Your life revolves around his will. His wish is literally your command. He says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Then he says, yet not I, but Christ that lives in me. Then he says, and this life that I live in the flesh, that is the body, I live by the faith of the Son of God. not faith in the Son of God, the very faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Have you gotten to that point where you are dead to yourself? Look, you will not lay hands on the sick and say, be healed. I'm a Christian. Jesus died for me. Be healed. We keep mocking ourselves before demons. Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. I see the scars in them. I see them pass through the cross. But they say, who are you? You just jump from nowhere and think because your father is a priest that looks like a herbalist, do you inherit that? No. Listen, not everything in the kingdom is a gift. There are things that are rewards. Everything is given, but not as gifts. There are some things that are given as rewards. Unto us a son is born, but unto us a child is born, but unto us a son is given. And the government will rest upon the shoulder of the son, a symbol of authority. Are we together? It says, an heir as long as he's a child, differeth not from a slave, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors. God is challenging us tonight. Right? Anointed to reveal his glory. In the course of the series, I'm going to be teaching you something powerful about the anointing. I tell you, your life will catch fire. It's time for us to step into greater levels. There is so much God wants to do with us. Give him space. Koinonia, give him space. God wants to find expression. Let me tell you something. When you get to a point where you can speak over a man's life and change his destiny, you are really powerful. You are really powerful. Where you can use words to veto the limitations in men's lives. Who is this that the winds and the waves obey him? He didn't carry cane. Michael, where are you? This wind is stubborn. He stood and said, Shalom. Shalom. The centurion said, I look at you and you are not representing yourself. You are under authority. You are a reflector of the glory of the Father. Huh? I am also a man under authority. I know how powerful my government is. On the strength of that power, I can tell one, go, and he will go. When you tell things go and they don't go, they are sending a message to you that you must admit. If you tell sickness go and it does not go, it is speaking back to you. Where is your authorization? Like passport, you are traveling out. You smuggled your way and the customs stopped you somewhere. Are we together? You put your clothes in a bag with clothes, and as you are smuggling yourself out, they trap you. What is the question they are going to ask you? They are not going to ask you your name. What is your passport? Your symbol of authorization. What gives you access to move from one dimension to the other? And if they cross-check and find out that you are an illegal person, what happens? They deport you. You are not even there yet, but they send you back. Even if you cross over to another country, one day when they catch you there, what do? There are many people being deported in this season. Because they never went there correctly. They used some manipulations and they jumped and experienced power for 2 weeks. That's why you think they are using charm. It's not charm. They didn't follow the right path. So they must be sent back. The thing that makes me fear God is that even if you are 20 years, the day you decide to walk with him, you will go back and start correctly. God doesn't do double promotion. You pass through every class one by one and write every exam. In God's class, 90 over 100 is not A. Everything he teaches is necessary for your future. It's not like the way we are, you can get A and go. In God's class, he will clap for you for the ones you have passed, but you will rewrite the exams till you pass there. That's why 40 days became 40 years until they passed every course he was teaching them. Are we together? We are going to pray tonight. I'll stop here. And we're going to pray. God has been speaking to me about the things that he wants to do. This is our year of multiplied grace and influence. Hallelujah. God wants to reveal greater glory. You already seen it happening in the testimonies and the rest. But you see, any true man of God does not want to rise alone. Are we together? We must all rise together. Where our words become like the words of God. The Bible says the words of Samuel was like the word of God. When he spoke, none of his word fell to the ground. What a man. What a man. There are some of our family members right now, we are the only reflectors of the glory of Christ as far as they are concerned. Are we together? We left many of our loved ones, and some of them are practically on their way to perishing in every wise, sickness, finances, spiritually. But God tonight wants to anoint you, and through this series he's going to be guiding you. Are we together? So that he will anoint you. I trust God that by miracle service this month, some people would have entered some strange dimensions, strange spiritual dimensions. You can know something has entered your hand. All this acting, we keep acting. Do you know I'm anointed? No, you are not. It should be very clear. The anointing is like light. There is light here. If you ever have to ask one person, do you know I'm anointed? I'm telling you, it's not there. Oh, it should be very clear as light is from darkness. Tonight we are going to pray. But before we pray, I want you to admit that you have limited the reflection of the glory in your life in many ways. There are so many possibilities we should have entered as men of God, as individuals. Are we together? So it's very important. Close your eyes in 1 minute before we pray. I see the presence of God strong already here. I want you to just reflect in 1 minute on what I've said. Is my life giving God room to manifest his glory? How have I brought shame and disappointment to the name of God? Because I have bragged being a Christian. I've stood near sick people and nothing has happened. I prayed in my family. They have been mocking God. They've been mocking Koinonia. I dared them, but I prayed and nothing happened. Pray. Lord, things must change. My Christian life has been barren for too long. I need an encounter, a true encounter. I'm tired of faking it. I need something solid.
Shalom, shalom, Jehovah, shalom, shalom, you're welcome in my life. Shalom, shalom, Jehovah, shalom, shalom, you're welcome in my life. Shalom, shalom, Jehovah, shalom, shalom, you're welcome in my life. Yeah, yeah, you're welcome in my life.
One more time, shalom, and then we'll pray.
Shalom, shalom, Jehovah, shalom, shalom, you're welcome in my life.
Welcome the new dimensions in God.
Shalom, shalom,
Jehovah,
Jehovah, shalom,
shalom.
You're welcome in my life.
Listen, if you do not allow the glory of God find expression in your life, somebody is going to die because of it. A day will come, you will meet a sick person and there is no Joshua Selman, there is no koinonia. A day will come, you will be desiring certain dimensions of his power. A day will come, you'll be desiring certain dimensions. I'm here to charge you. As you begin to pray, certain things will begin to shift in your life. Lift your voice and begin to pray in the spirit. Just pray in tongues. Kabata shabalarabalaba. Shabrakata baradus. Shebrekatele barapata. Reflectors of the glory. Careers of a reality. Shaba barata barada balada bagada. Shebrekate barada balada bagada. Rekete braba bada bada. My life must be a conduit. My life must be a reflection of your possibilities. My life must be a reflection of your wisdom, your power, your wealth, your might, your intelligence. My life must be supernatural in every sense. Make sure you're praying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at me. I'd like you to pray and say, Lord, I need power in my life. I'm tired of a natural life. I know there is a dimension of power, true spiritual power, that can land upon my life and make the difference. Lift your voice and cry. Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. Cry for power. Skatalato shekeya. There are giants on every mountain. It takes power to move mountains. It takes power to move mountains. Spiritual power. Spiritual power. Spiritual power. The unction. The unction from the Almighty that makes you supernatural. The unction. Shabarata kata pregene belene bosh. Cry, Lord, a release of power like the dew of heaven. I need power in my life. My life is too natural. My words are too natural. My business is too natural. My family is too natural. I cry for the supernatural dimension of my success, the supernatural dimension. I invoke the supernatural dimension of the equation of my life. Hallelujah. We're still praying. Listen. Listen. Guys, listen. The Bible says, know ye not that your body, not just your spirit, Your God has been mocked too many times. There's no power in our lives. No. No. You pray for the sick, nothing happens. You speak, your words are empty. We keep mocking ourselves. God is going to touch somebody here. Now. All those things, we fool ourselves. Listen, we are going to cry. There is spiritual power, authentic unction from the throne. It can land on a man's life. It can land on a lady's life, and the difference becomes clear. The anointing does not make the difference. The anointing is the difference. Lift your voice and cry, Lord, for power. Lord, for power. Lord, for power. Unction. Unction. Grace. Unction. Let my prayers command results. Unction. Let my words carry power, carry change. Pray. Send it, oh God, like the dew from heaven. Send it, oh God, upon my life. Pray. I'm tired of an ordinary life. I'm tired of an ordinary life. That supernatural dimension. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Two more prayer points and then we're done. Be sensitive now. The anointing of the Spirit is going to begin to fall on people. I believe that God is going to be activating things. It's a series. So we're still praying. But I want you to pray. Listen. Listen. We're going to pray. It's one thing to be gifted, but it's another thing for that gift to be anointed. It's one thing to be graced. Even your grace needs to be anointed. Brothers and sisters, we will mock ourselves if we keep on this path. I cannot live a life without power. A powerless life. Everything ordinary. Everything. Your words are ordinary. Everything happens in your life. There is no supply of intelligence beyond the intellect. It's a terrible life. We are going to pray now. Are we together? As you pray, I'm agreeing with you. The angels of God are going to be walking right and doing things in the lives of people. Please, I'd like you to pray and say, Lord, the dimension of power that must land upon my life, let it begin to land. Lift your voice and pray. Be sensitive as you pray. Mighty impartations will begin to happen as you pray. Shapatakata. Fire from heaven, land upon our life. Unction from the throne. Shake teke teke prototo balarmash. Abrakata marash. E prototosh. Oh, receive it. It's coming on you like fire. Like fire, like fire. Kaparatos kaba. Embreketetetete. Reketete kotos. Pray, pray, pray. Pray. An unction. Spiritual power for results. Power for impact. Power. Lord, I'm tired. Tired of an ordinary Christian life. I'm tired of just being a follower of a religion. I am tired. I need power from heaven in my life. He said, ye shall receive power. Ye shall receive power. Ye shall receive power and unction. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen. Listen. When the power of the Holy Ghost is not upon your life, your Christian life will be frustrating. You will hardly get results. It will be a life of struggle. struggle over everything. You will knock on doors for ages before it opens. But there is an unction. God never designed that we live ordinarily. He said there is this treasure. You are in every way spiritual. The last prayer point, and then I'll pray for us. Listen. Listen. You are going to pray and say, Lord, from my head to my toe, may it be saturated with the power of the living God. Let me be a literal walking bank of power. Come on, Koinonia, are you praying? Lift your voice and pray. From the crown of my head to the soles of my feet, power, power in the morning, power, 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 kaparatakata in my sleep, power on my bed, the power of the Holy Ghost as I speak, a release of power. Pray, Lord, I need power in my business. I need power in my academics. I need power. Power to conquer. Power to break forth. Power to bind. Power to lose. Power to set the pace. Skaparato koto pres. Shakata prakata balarabara. Power to subdue darkness. Power to subdue witches and wizards. Power to subdue wicked men. Power to prevail over wicked systems. Fill me up till I overflow. I wanna run over. I wanna run over. Fill me up till I overflow. I wanna run over. Fill me up. It's a prayer in your life. Till I overflow. Fill me up. Lift your hands. I want to pray for you. All through this series, I'll be ending with prayers. Honestly, I want something to land on your life. Something that separates you. Something that sets you apart. There is an unction a man can carry. There is an unction we all need. Whether you are inside, outside, those online, participate. There's no distance in the spirit. Hallelujah. Lift your hands. I want to pray for you. And I want you to receive it with your heart. Honestly, I want something to come on your life. All through this week, after every teaching session, I want to jack your spirit back. Dispensers of authentic power. That you have an unction that cannot be denied. Lift your hands. In the name that is above all names, I pray. Everyone inside here and in any of the overflows and all those following us, as I stretch my hands right now, in the next 1 to 2 minutes, there will be such an impartation. Father, all kinds of graces, choose it by yourself. But right now, I stand under this anointing. Receive that impartation everywhere, 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 everywhere. Let God locate men. Unction, unction, release of spiritual power upon your ministry, power upon your academics, power upon your spiritual life, power upon your prayer life. Shakatatata. is coming on people, inside and outside. Power upon your words. Power upon your business. Power upon your marriage. Power upon your body. Power upon every challenge in your life. I pray for you. Where things happen in your life at a natural frequency, let there be a transportation right now as I speak. Be carried in the wings of the Spirit right now, right now. Let the Spirit of God take men, be carried right now. Be carried by the wings of the Holy Ghost. Be carried by the wings of the Holy Ghost to a realm where you fly, where others are walking. Be carried to a realm of encounters, a realm of visions. I open your eyes. I open your eyes. Visions, 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 visions. Hallelujah. We're rounding up. Lift your hands. I pray for you. Something will happen to many of us right now. The hunger that makes a man pursue the presence of God. Some of you, your hunger has gone down. You're about to receive a restoration. Right now, wherever you are, hunger, 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 hunger for spiritual things. Prayer hunger, fire hunger. Oh, let it come from the throne. Kepa tatikepa. Ekere koso topo patikata. Engrat kapata sikete. Hunger. Hunger that drives you to pray. Hunger. Every distraction in your life, I cast it away. Whether relationship, whether marriage, whether money, everything that distracts you from having a genuine hunger for God, I cast it from your life. Return back to the place of hunger. Take me to the place you are,
two.
The secret place, that's where I wanna be. Take me to the place you are, the secret place. I want to pray for your hands. Please lift them up. Something will happen to your hands that will change your life. Moses used his rod and threw it, and he used his hands to pick the rod. These hands are supposed to be hands of signs and wonders, but for many of us, there is nothing happening. No results. Just lift your hands. I stretch my hands. I make contact with every hand prophetically. Let there be transference of graces right now in the name of Jesus. Your hand from today becomes supernatural. Becomes supernatural. Becomes supernatural. I make contact with your hands in the name of Jesus. I make contact with your hands. Receive grace, receive power, receive grace, receive power. Upon your hands, receive grace, lay it on the sick and watch them rise. Use it for your academics and watch excellence in the name of Jesus. Let the healing virtue flow to your hands. Let the healing anointing flow to your hands. I release it from my spirit. Let the healing anointing flow right now. I release it from my hands to your hands right now, right now, right now. It's like rain. It will come upon you. It's time to heal the sick. It's time for the healing ministry to come strong again. I activate it, that healing fire. I activate it, that deliverance fire, deliverance grace, the unction to heal the sick, the unction. Father, I pray for your people. Anyone here who came sick, let me just minister 1 minute. Just lay your hands where you're having the pain. I want to rebuke that sickness. I command that spirit of infirmity holding God's people. Some of you will start feeling a burning sensation go through your body. That's the healing power of Jesus. Right now, I release that anointing. I command every spirit that holds your body captive to leave you right now. And I declare every sickness be gone right now. Let there be creative miracles. Every missing body part, we put a new one right now. We change genotypes by the power of the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, every pain, every headache, every migraine, whatever it is, every blood disease, you go back this week and check. You will find out that it's gone. Like it will be like magic. It's gone and gone forever. In the name of Jesus. Next week I'll be teaching you the highest dimension of reflecting the glory of God is to reflect his resurrection. When things that are dead come alive because of your presence, you are walking at the apex of the revelation of the power of God. Every spirit that has tied the destiny of anyone, in the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God, I not only command that they let you go, I command judgment upon them. I'm praying this prayer for only two people. That's why the Lord asked me to pray. And those spirits must leave those two people now. You cannot come to a place like this and go back the same. No. Mike said it, because God is here. I don't care what followed you. Please believe me. There is creative power. I pray for you. As you are going back, leave those challenges here. I want you to believe what I'm telling you. As you are walking out of this place, I said, drop those challenges here. I forbid them from following you to your respective places. The only thing that goes back with you is the presence of God and testimonies and supernatural power. Keep standing. There are men and women here right now who need to give their hearts to the Lord. You've heard me pray while you were lifting your hands. The Lord began to speak to you about your salvation. Two sets of people, I'll call them quickly. Those who have never given their lives to Christ. I believe there are so many outside watching by the screen. And then number two, there are those who you want to make your ways right with God. The truth is you love the Lord, but somehow you've deviated from the paths of God. And you are saying, Lord, I'm returning back home. In 2 minutes, all those people, those giving their lives to Christ for the first time, those rededicating themselves, wherever you are, don't wait for anybody to come before you start coming. Make your way to the front quickly. I want to pray for you. I want to agree with you that this becomes the end of every challenge. Clear the way for them. Don't be ashamed. Motivate them. They are coming. God bless you. God bless you. Koinonia, clap for them. Please clear the way for those outside. There are still people inside. Make your way to the front. Come to Jesus. You have seen his power. He reveals his glory that men might believe him. He reveals his glory that men might believe in him. There are still people to come. Appreciate them. They are still coming. Don't sit back at your seat. Allow the Lord. Give him chance to build your life from tonight. God bless you. God bless you. Put the devil to shame in your life today. Put the devil to shame in your life. God bless you. They are coming. The Holy Ghost is convicting them. Make your way to the front. Hallelujah. If there are still people coming, make your way to the front. It's not too late. Thank you so much. Those of us in front, lift your right hand and say this after me, sincerely and passionately. I believe there are still people the Holy Ghost is speaking to run and join them. If you are part of those people, God is speaking to you right now and saying you heard the man of God, make your way. Please come out. I believe there are people outside, at least three or four people I'm seeing, the Lord is speaking to and say, you need to come and join them. Quickly come and join us. Don't be afraid. The Lord is speaking to you. You know it. Don't argue with the Spirit. Make your way to the front. All those in front here, I'd like you to pray. Lift your right hand and say this truly from the depth of your heart. Hallelujah. You are not reciting a poem. This is a miracle happening to you. Say, Lord Jesus, I love you with all my heart. Join them, my dear. I believe that you died for me. You shed your blood for me. There's somebody coughing out something. I'm seeing a vision. Someone is coughing out something. I don't know what it is that I'm seeing. I'm seeing someone coughing out something. That devil must leave in the name of Jesus. I'm seeing somebody coughing out something. I command that spirit. Sorry, I have to interrupt your prayer, but I'm seeing it in the spirit. Whoever that person is, whatever demonic thing was put in your system must leave. It must leave this night. Say after me, those of you in front, Lord, I believe in you and I surrender my heart totally to you. From today, I hand over the management of my life to you. Be my Savior, be my Lord. I receive eternal life into my spirit. In the name of Jesus. Let me pray for you. I stretch my hands towards you and I pray that the Spirit of the living God will find great expression in your life. May He turn you to awesome wonders in the name of Jesus. Never will you be limited in your life again. I plant in you a hunger for the presence of God, a hunger for spiritual things, and may every area of your life begin to reflect the glory of God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. God bless you and thank you for this great decision. I want you to follow. Where are the people? Who is waving? Okay. There's a lady waving her hands there, and I'd like you to please follow her. They'll have your details, and immediately you'll return back to your seat. God bless you. Appreciate them, Koinonia. Hallelujah.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. For additional information, you can visit us on Facebook on www.facebook.com/Koinonia Eternity Network International. Or follow us on Twitter, www.twitter.com/Koinonia_ENI. You can also download our messages on www.foreshared.com. Eternity Network International, duplicating the fullness of God's life on earth.